Hey, what's up, gods? What's up, Manosphere? What's up, PUA community? It's your boy, the one and only, the most, the host that does it the most, Social Kenny. Coming to y'all from Paradise Lounge Studio, where I chop it up and chop them heads off. Those player-hating ass dudes like Ferdinand. But yeah, I'm going to get into it. And you know, I really didn't even want to address, you know, faggots like Ferd. You know, but when you want to go online or go on Twitter, or go on people's Twitter feed and talk shit, you know, recklessly, totally like on some bipolar type of shit, that's totally like childish, catty, and ladylike. Honestly, I really didn't even want to make this podcast. I already wrote an article about it, about this bitch Ferd. You know, and I figured that was enough. But obviously my readers want to hear more. And the audience want to hear more. Okay. So, with that said, I mean, I'm going to get right into it. No intermissions, none of the bullshit, no preliminaries. I'm going to get right into it. You know, with this bitch, Ferdinand, whatever his last name is, Bardamo or Barmadu, whatever the hell his name is. But we're going to call him, Turd. Yeah, that's more like it. You know, and so what happened was, last night, which was, if I'm correct, that was the 28th of, you know, whatever the fuck month we're in. Anyway, it was yesterday, Saturday night. You know, this fool, Ferd, a.k.a. the Turd, you know, obviously he's in a shitstorm, butthurt upset because I had, you know, written an article about his fucking lovers. You know, Ruth V and Chateau Ortiz or whatever the hell his name is. Whatever. And, you know, I did a podcast about him, you know, calling him out on their bullshit. And obviously, Ferd got hurt. I mean, it's totally fucking unbelievable. And, you know, a lot of us were chatting on Twitter about, you know, we're talking shit, you know, Professor Mental, Alpha Persona, Alpha Phase, Geographer. I know Geographer is a hater on the down low. You know what I mean? I really believe so. He's hating me on the down low. You know, that's Geographer, a.k.a. Baron Concrete or whatever it is. You know, he's a hater on the low. He's one of Turd's minions. Yeah, I honestly believe that. You know, and besides that, it's like, you know, we were talking shit, guys talking shit or whatever. And this dude, Ferd the Turd, comes in on the sidelines talking about he just came, like, on some bipolar off your meds type of shit. It was just, like, ridiculous. Totally uncalled for. Came out of the blue talking shit. I mean, it was so funny that the dude was so incoherent that none of us were able to discern who the fuck he was talking about. I mean, it was just, like, totally crazy. You know, and a message to Ferd is, take your fucking meds, bro. Take your meds. You know, so he came off on the sidelines talking shit, you know, disrespecting, violating, dissing, you know, just going off on a rant. And it took us like 10 fucking tweets for us to figure out who the hell he was talking to. Because if I'm correct, Alpha Persona, or it was, I think it was Alpha Persona that actually thought Ferd was addressing him with the disrespect and the bullshit and all the BS about, oh, you'll probably dropped as a child and all that other dumb shit. So Alpha Personal actually thought he was referring to him. But I was like, in the haze of loss, I was like, hey, Ferd, who are you referring to? Dude was so incoherent. I mean, or he was drunk. He couldn't even really. he probably had a few too many old Milwaukees. So he was probably drunk and off his meds. So he started talking shit. Talking about who has a GED or who doesn't have a GED and who can't read, can't spell, can't write, bad diction, whatever they want to say, whatever he wanted to say. Typical attention whore type of attitude. And all because of I wrote a fucking article about and I did a podcast about Rushin Royce, aka Dushin Moise. That really should be their fucking name. No more this Rush and Royce, is Douche and Moise. You know what I mean? And the reason for that is their fucking attitude is so catty. I mean, it goes without fucking saying. I mean, okay. So, it's simple as that. So Ferd got his feelings hurt because I disrespected, as he considered it, disrespected his bosses or his masters or his boyfriends. So he felt he got all pissy about it. And this is the backstory. This is a backstory about Ferd and I. And a lot of people might not notice unless you check up on my Twitter feed and shit and you see, you read between the lines or whatnot. Anyway, a few months ago, and this is in the article, matter of fact, my last article in the blog, months ago, it's probably in February or January, February, I was checking up on In Malified or In Bonafide, whatever the fuck the weak-ass blog is called. And I felt that I could basically spruce this shit up. Because this blog is fucking boring and it's dead. So I figured I can spruce it up. So I signed up on this blog for, as a contributing poster, to spruce this shit up. And, I signed up, send off the email. The fucking faggot, Ferd, he took like ages to get back at me. He did get back. He said, oh, he's extra busy. He doesn't have any time to incorporate anyone else. And classical BS. But whatever, I took it like a man. I said, all right, it's good. It's all good. I mean, whenever you have the time, try to squeeze me and incorporate me. I can be a definite asset to your blog, as far as, gaining more followers, more traffic, more comments, everything, the whole fucking nine. So it's whatever. And I didn't take it in a bad way. I mean, I wasn't hurt about it. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, it is what it is. So I followed him on Twitter after that. And, we parlayed and everything. It was all good. So, and the thing is, I'm supposed to be the one with the beef. I'm supposed to be the one that's saying, yo, what up? I mean, I feel disrespected. I mean, I try to sign up for your bullshit-ass blog in order to bring traffic to it, in other words. Post some meaningful content. And you diss the shit out of me. But I didn't take it in a bitch-type manner. I just took it like a man, like a true alpha. I just took it. And what I suspect happened is Ferd eventually checked out my blog, seen how active it was, seen how interactive it was, seen the quality fucking content I had on it and how to pick up chicks, my political pieces, my pieces on religion, as being bullshit, the whole fucking nine yards. So this dude eventually, most likely, he started feeling my stuff. He basically started feeling my stuff. Hey, no, I don't mean it that way, faggot. No, I don't mean it that way. Anyway, so Fred started, he was feeling my shtick, and he kind of regretted afterwards that he never incorporated me or signed me up to the unmodified, bullshit blog that he has. He eventually he was hurt. And instead of going about it in a grown man way by saying, shoot me an email or whatnot and say, "Hey, Social Kenny, you know what I mean? My bad. I apologize for excluding you. I'm gonna sign you up now. I'm digging your content, blah, 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 blah. A lot of dudes learn from your stuff. You're a pickup coach. You do your thing. You've been in the pickup community for a while. Yeah, I'm gonna include you." Instead of doing that, he chooses the bitch route, which was to talk shit on Twitter, talk shit in the manosphere, and it's really fucking bitchy and catty. And I want to say this: any guy who defends Fur the Turd's bullshit, he should be weeded the fuck out. It's straight up as that. He should be weeded out. They should be weeded out. And I know that dude FFY or Fly Fresh and Young, aka Fly Fresh and Dumb. I know he's one of fucking Fur's minions and he's one of his fucking underlings. So without a doubt, he would definitely defend this fucking turd. And it's whatever. I don't have a problem with none of that. And the thing is, I never had a problem or an issue with any of these dudes. Be it Royce, aka Moise, Rouge, aka the Douche. I never had a problem with these dudes. It was them who fucking had a problem with my shit. All right, I'm not even talking about Chateau Ortiz, but Rouge was the one that felt offended by me saying his farm isn't that active. So he felt butthurt about that. And Ferdinand, he got offended by me dissing his fucking lovers. And that is basically how it went down. And when it's all said and done, I should be the one that's offended by Ferdinand's, blatant disrespect of not allowing me to post on his weak ass forum, on his weak ass blog. Hold on, let me take a sip of this grape juice. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, talking about these fucking faggots, man, just make me thirsty. Anyway, yeah, this is the Social Kenny PUA show. And I'm just going off on a mini rant about this bitch, Ferdinand Bardamo, or whatever his name is. I call him Fur the Turd. So anyway, dude was basically attention seeking like a whore. He was seeking attention. I had my 15 minutes, 15 seconds of fame on Twitter that night, last night, Saturday. You know what I mean? A lot of dudes is basically, they were very interactive with my tweets. And that's good. Bronan the Barbarian, Professor Man too, even though he talks shit, but I don't, it's whatever, I don't take it serious. Dunlack and the whole nine, GMAC. And it was all good. No hard feelings. But Fur the Turd came off on some totally bipolar type of shit. He was like, "Yo, I mean, talking about who's illiterate and who can't spell and read, and I mean, come on, bro, don't point at other people for your shit. I mean, if that's your inability to comprehend or to read, don't project that on other dudes. You know? Don't take your shit out on me because you fucking dropped out of school. I mean, don't take it out on me. You know? And simply that, you know, and that's how bitches do. You know, that is strictly how bitches do. You project your inabilities, your deficiency on other people to sort of compensate for that vanity or that insecurity. So that's basically what it is. Pretty much catty bullshit. You know, and I really didn't even want to address this fool, you know, further. I really didn't want to do it. I didn't want to, you know, put him in the spotlight, give him more of what he wants, which is attention. He's like a fucking little baby seeking attention. You know, and then, okay. You know, and I really didn't, I didn't want to give him that 15 minutes of fame. Because his blog is full of shit. That in bona fide crap or whatever it's called, every time I received an email notification of a new post and that shit, I don't even read it. That in bona fide, malified bullshit. I don't even read it, to be honest. I see the titles and I'm gone. I'm out. And if there's one thing I could say about Racy Chateau Ortiz, his stuff, I actually read his stuff. I read his shit. I've never denied that. I read his shit. I read Royce's stuff. You know, Rule Shaker, A the Douche, I read his shit too. And I comment on his shit prior. You know, but third, I don't fuck with his shit at all. Yeah, to be honest, like I said, I read maybe 3-4 of his posts, you know, back in January or somewhere. And I did comment on it. But that was about it. Blog is weak, shit is whack, you know, incoherent, bipolar, just off the fucking wall, off his meds. I can't deal with that. You know, so I'm not feeling this shit. And I've seen that I was a good niche for his blog, you know, to basically bring some activity to it. I'm not going to bash other dudes that post on his stuff. You know, I'm not gonna bash them, even though they tried to go in on me on Twitter last night. You know, or on one of Professor Mentool's posts last night about me. You know, Danny from 504, he actually came on some sideways shit, try to play me on a DL. You know, hey, but it's whatever. I mean, you know, I've learned a lot on my journey through the pickup community. And now that I've elevated myself to a coaching where I can actually instruct dudes on how to pick up chicks, and as we're taught in the community, you know, from, you know, this is like basic kindergarten stuff in the community, you know, what we're basically taught is don't be so reactive. Don't get your fucking feelings hurt. When a female rejects you, take it like a man. Be alpha about it. Relax. Lay back.